Thank you, Chair. Greece aligns itself with the EU statement. The COVID pandemic has stressed long-term existing issues. As it has already been discussed, this pandemic has had an acute impact on human rights, bringing to light many existing inequalities and vulnerabilities. This has given us a chance to confront these matters face first. It is of utmost importance to note that any further measures taken to confront this pandemic should be in line with all UN standards and values, and under no circumstances violate any human rights. As Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on the 75th anniversary of the UN, our efforts must be characterized by integrity, impartiality, and independence, and guided by the voices of those whose rights are affected. It saddens us that during the COVID pandemic, we witnessed incidents of oppression and lack of freedom towards human rights defenders and artists, as well as a misinterpretation of tradition and cultural arguments, aiming to reject the effectiveness of science. Greece has continued its efforts to help those most vulnerable to the changes the pandemic has brought about. As a result, special measures were taken to assist and support homeless persons, older persons, and refugees and migrants, victims of gender-based violence, and others. In particular, regarding gender-based violence and domestic violence, the police has received training in relevant fields of action, and counseling centers and shelters all around the country remained open and ready to assist women in need. Chair, distinguished delegates, the COVID-19 pandemic has been troubling us for almost 2 years. Now more than ever, it is time for us all to come together and further combat the social challenges that have emerged, always driven by our human rights values. I thank you.